513.
Okay. My name is Norm Clark, and back then I was known as Sergeant Clark. Storm and Norman, a few people called me. I don't know why. And I was a door gunner at that time. I'd been with D Troop about 9-10 months. It was pretty much before I rotated to go back home. And I was flying on number 2 standby that afternoon. So another team went up. We heard there was a lot going on. They called up number 2. I remember it was pretty right after that because it was a lot of action. But we didn't really know what to expect. So we went out there. What I remember seeing as we looked down, I remember a type of a bomb crater with the arrow rifles in the forward part of it and a heavy fire. And I remember that Hobo Woods had been flattened by Rome plows that went in. So he had all these logs down crisscrossed and all that sort of thing. And we were told that the enemy was like in the tunnels and also like behind the logs. So you couldn't really see anything except you could see the muzzle flashes. So you knew where it was all coming from. And so the big picture was, is that, you know, we made the gun runs, but we had to hold off on the rockets, as I recall, because of how close the arrow rifles were. So we did a lot of machine gunning. And, you know, we had, I think we went up that day with 3,000 rounds. Normally we had 2,500 rounds in our big 50 caliber ammo can and all kinds of hand grenades and that sort of thing. So we started to return the enemy fire. And my memory of that is that there was so much enemy fire, it didn't matter where you pointed your barrel, because you were going to hit something. There were muzzle flashes everywhere and all kinds of fire coming up. So it was like just a very confusing and very intense. And so we just expended all the ammunition and used up our fuel. We went back, we rearmed, we refueled, and went back on site, expended ammo again, repeated that action. And I don't know how long that went on, but it just seemed like it was forever, one of the longer missions that I had flown.
It went on pretty much till dark.
Yeah, it was in the afternoon when we went. I remember it was still light and I could see things. But then after that, numerous trips up there to engage the enemy. And we realized then that it was a very large enemy force just because there were so many rounds coming up at us from all different angles, not just one concentrated force, but just about everywhere you look, we were getting hit with enemy fire.